Rich starts out hoodie, wrestle made it start. So watch, ready or not, take food from a bear and I'll rip your head off. Stop, watch, ready or not, peasants kill kings when they take all the crops. Stop, watch, ready or not, take food from the bear and I'll rip your head off. Stop, watch, ready or not, peasants kill kings when they take all the crops. It's low self-esteem to call us fast in a race. You don't call yourself great if you're actually great. Someone call Alfred, get the bar from his cave. Luigi tried hard, but he's standing in jail. He needed belt full of gadgets as a plan to escape. Headed to the place where they actually stay. Loaded up a weapon, put a bang to the face. How could a monster like that exist? See the facts of the case.
The Bear by Hyphen. Welcome back, folks. We're running through our 50 best albums of 2025. My ones, personally, anyway. And we've been doing it sort of chronologically. So we have been in August. We listened to Hyphen, his EP. Actually, this is one of the only EPs I've picked because it's so, so good. We also heard Art and Superstar Crush from Hamilton, Ontario, who had a brilliant debut album called Way Too Much. And we're going to talk a little bit about September albums. September is a busy time. It's kind of when touring kicks off properly in Canada, you know. Lots of bands coming by. We went to a lot of shows this year as well. Remember, we went and saw Jasmine Forte that month and interviewed her at that show too, which you can go back and listen to because that is also one of our albums of this year. But I'm going to talk about some more debut albums. There was a band called The Jacques who put out an album called Make Repetition, and it is just compelling writing, you know, one of the more compelling new albums I've heard this year. In parts, very psychedelic, there's very well-written songs on there. It's a great debut album, and I cannot wait to see what they do next. Then there's the artist For Those I Love, who put out his album Carving the Stone. He writes deeply evocative stuff, Irish spoken word artist, kind of experimental. He's writing music that's very pertinent right now, you know. There's a song of his called Off the Sorrows. I'm not sure if we'll get time to play it, but you should go listen to it. It's kind of about the gentrification of Ireland, about the death of culture and community in the face of capitalism and big companies, and what homeland means. And it's just such an album that's pertinent to 2025. It's called Carving the Stone. So you should definitely go listen to that. And then, as you can probably guess from the music that's playing underneath the bed music right now, this jazz punk that could only be Maruja, their debut album, Pain to Power, came out, and it's a brilliant album. They talk a lot about solidarity and resistance, and you leave their shows feeling uplifted despite how intense the music is and how intense the show is. It was just great to hear, you know, they're also a working class band. It's great to hear more working class voices in music, because they formed in 2014 and they were asked on Craig Charles's show on Six Music earlier this year how come their debut album took them 10 years to make, and they were very forthright in saying that it's expensive to make an album. You know, you need money, you have to work jobs, you have to find the time, you have to save up the you know, all the resources to record an album. And when they've gone and done it, they've put together a brilliant album. We saw them touring in October as well, and they are just a brilliant live act, forever energetic. And like I said, it's just this moment of solidarity, upliftment, and common catharsis. It just reminds you of the power in people. So it's a great album to listen to, Pain to Power. And then I'm going to play us some music from a band called Vlore, Glasgow-based post-punk band, rave band, electronic band. Their album is sort of an ode to the Glasgow rave scene, electronic music that's rooted in a place, just kind of reminds you of thinking dance music. And I think about the lines on a song called Escalate. For a second I hold nostalgia's hand, but then I let it go. But first let's listen to The Jacques. This is Dead Man's Garden on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Two, three, four, five. Predictable is all it's been to us. that somewhere out there still reverberate in rage. I see their faces and limbs ricochet and echo over the stairs, smoking areas and the unwashed floors that brought me of age. I see the friends with which I will never dance, hug or kiss again.
RC 11.9 FM. We've been running through our albums of the year here on this show, and we've been doing it chronologically, so I haven't really thought about which albums might be better than the last. We're just kind of taking it in the order of the year. So we heard Dead Man's Garden. That was from a band called The Jacques, whose album Make Repetition came out in September. And we also heard Vlore from their album Escalate, which is just such a Glasgow-rooted album. It's a brilliant album as well that came out in September. So then moving on to October. I mean, October was a huge month. You know, that we got to go and kind of review the Geese show. I'm actually going to put out the full version of that particular review, because Owen and I went and we had a lot of thoughts about this band that's been hyped and, you know, been getting so much press and attention and everything. So you can look out for that on the podcast feed of this show sometime soon. But yeah, they were also one of the bands that we picked as our albums of the year, Getting Killed. But of course, everyone has been talking about Geese. So I'm going to tell you about Ribbon Skirt, who are an incredible band from Montreal, post-punk band, shoegaze band. And they released not just one, but two of my favorite releases from this year. So one was their album that came out earlier this year called Bite Down, which was one of the albums that was shortlisted for the Polaris Prize. And then they put out an incredible EP after that called Pensacola. And that's from what I'm going to be playing us the song, Pensacola. It's just an incredible, incredible song. And the EP is also really good. My next pick is Dave, the boy who played the harp, you know, we've talked about this album on the show before, but it's kind of Dave, like, looking inwards into his community. There's a brilliant song with Kano. There's kind of him reflecting on misogyny and the role that, like, men play in that world as well. It's a great album. Go listen to the whole thing. Just one of the best rap albums, I think, from the UK this year. Then Yasmin Lacey, Teal Dreams, just a reflective jazz, indie, R&B follow-up album. It's a much more cohesive album as well, and quite a personal one for her too. That was one of my albums of the year. And then, you know, we've all been talking about Lily Allen's West End Girl. It's not an album I expected would be in my personal top 50. I didn't think I was much of a Lily Allen listener either, but the album is just so compelling, so immediate, so heartbreakingly close to you as you listen to it. It's made it into my list. Then I want to shout out the Boojums, who put out their album. I think this was just at the end of October, the 31st of October. Irreverent punk rock. They're a band from Halifax, and I think they had a moment blowing up online because I remember seeing Alex Kapranos from Franz Ferdinand posting about them, saying that they were one of his favorite new bands. Then we move into albums from November. Sorry, Cosplay, as we've talked about a lot on the show, just the way that they're able to move between these different sounds is incredible. And then another album that I mentioned recently on the show, but I want to remind you about, Absolite's debut album, Frames. Now, they're a rock band from Trois-Rivières, and they're bringing back this really great guitar alt-rock music on a stunning debut album that at times reminds me of bands like Muse, sometimes it reminds me of bands like My Chemical Romance. It's just a great rock record. And then Picture Parlor, The Parlor, an album that I reviewed in full on the show, so go listen to that. But Catherine Parlor could well emerge as one of rock's most distinct new voices because she's got the swagger, she's got this compelling narrative in her writing, and I just think she could be there as one of the best new rock singers. But I think that's the last thing that we're going to have the time to play, and we've kind of run through our year, all the albums from January to November. So thanks so much for sticking with me through all of this year, joining me on this musical journey that has been 2025. I'm going to leave you with music by Ribbon Skirt, by the Boojums, and by Yasmin Lacey. Don't forget to write in. We are doing our New Year's show next week, our show on New Beginnings. So write in with all the music that you think signifies New Beginnings to you. Email it to yellowbridgeroad@gmail.com. Find the show on Instagram. Handle is yellowbridgeroad. I would love to hear from you. But I'm going to leave you with Pensacola by Ribbon Skirt, the Boojums with Wings of Fire, and Yasmin Lacey with No Promises. So thanks so much for sticking with me. I will see you all next year in 2026. Goodbye.
Listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
Mom and Dad don't look so hot these days again.
Hey, this is Sam from Punk is Dead Radio. Tune in every Monday night at 10 p.m. for everything from pop punk to proto punk to hardcore on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present Bad Dawn, a new single by local act Lake Porter. The new song is about facing the impossible and surviving it with the people who never leave your side. It's a story of loyalty and defiance, staring down darkness and choosing love anyway. As faithful as the sun to a new dawn, it's a reminder that no matter how bad it gets, we rise together. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Bad Dawn by Lake Porter on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
All night, it gets a little brighter. All day, it gets a little dark. I don't want to drink every day, it just feels the same. I pour my last shot right down the drain, and maybe I'll find my sanity. And oh yeah, it's right in front of me. And this time I had it all wrong, but the good day's gone and the bad day's dawn on me.
I'm way too comfortable living a lie. Swore to myself a thousand times, but who's keeping score? Time.
What if we knew it's the last sunset? We're holding hands and we're
This is Robert, and I'd like to thank you for coming into the room here with me. It's great to be able to do this radio show and podcast to share original music and turn you on to some new songwriters. I appreciate the support, and so do the artists. If you can check us out online, please do give us a like and a follow and all that kind of stuff. And stay tuned for some of the video from some of the live concert and chat interviews that we're doing. Here is the episode that aired back in April of 2023 with Keith Mullins and a few others. So follow the bouncing ball. Here we go. Keith is a fixture here in Nova Scotia. He's been around as long as I've been around and a lot longer. I met him probably 10 or 12 years ago after we moved here at one of the Music Nova Scotia events or the East Coast Music Awards. He's been garnering awards and playing with people all over Atlantic Canada and Canada and around the world, actually, with the various artists. He plays drums, he plays guitar, he can play just about anything, and now he's turned his hand to producing. I'll play a few tracks, and we'll also get to Morgan Tony, who he just produced. This first tune is from The Wayback Machine. This is off of Locomotive Farm from 2010, so I thought I'd start out with some of his early works. This is Somewhere to Be.
stick my head out. They're showing me the grand plan is for us to let our hearts out. Put your headphones on and let the night turn on. Get away, step away, telling me you've got somewhere to be.
That's a rockin' tune from 2010. And Keith has been in Baddeck, Nova Scotia. That's where he lives and has a studio there called Barnbray. And I think I'll mention some of the artists he has under his wing. Morgan Tony, who is the First Nations fiddler, a great songwriter, and we'll play some of his tunes later, as well as Isabella Sampson, who we played a couple of weeks ago, and Jesse Cox, who also was on the show here a couple of weeks back. So here's his next tune. The Keith Mullins song is Fireflies, off his 2016 album, The Heart of Everything. Fireflies.
I woke up from a dream last night. I was chasing fireflies. I was running around in the dark with cold hands in a mason jar. And I tried so hard to fall back asleep from this ever-recurring dream. Pinch me, am I sleeping? Maybe I'm still dreaming. Chasing fireflies, it's a story of my life. I'm running towards the light, chasing fireflies. I woke up from the smell of smoke, but there was nothing in my throat. Can we get this off my chest? I've been working double, sleeping at my desk. And I tried so hard to fall back asleep from this ever-recurring dream. Pinch me, am I sleeping? Maybe I'm still dreaming. Chasing fireflies, it's a story of my life. I'm running towards the light, chasing fireflies. Chasing fireflies, it's a story of my life. I'm running.
just crazy. Sleeping all day just to chase some dream. Maybe I'm just crazy. Sleeping all day just to chase some dream. Sleeping all day just to chase some dream. Chasing fireflies, I was running around in the dark with cold hands and a mason jar.
Fireflies, Keith Mullins, and 2018 he released Onward and Upward. He's got more stuff in the can. I'm just looking online. He's got lots on Spotify and, of course, all the other streaming places. There's four albums, a few singles, maybe five albums. And he's at the ECMAs as I speak. KeithMullins.ca is the website. Check him out. Here is Free Falling on a Feeling from that Onward and Upward album of 2018. Free Falling on a Feeling.
Stealing kisses cause we're feeling. Life is good cause we're breathing. We're shooting stars that we believe in. Free falling on a feeling.
Come on.
Tell that boss where to shove it. Take that trip to Spain or someplace exotic. Skydiving, daring to dream. People try to bring me down, but you know what I mean. Stealing kisses cause we're feeling. Life is good cause we're breathing. We're shooting stars that we believe in. Free falling on feeling. And we can never be defeated.
Now we can never
with everything we ever needed.
Everything.
Sky's the limit, ain't no ceiling.
No ceiling.
Free falling on feeling.
Take a ride on intuition. Cause sometimes you get stuck in indecision. And the time flies by, seems like a minute. So I skydive and never look back. Except to pull that parachute strap.
Stealing kisses cause we're feeling.
Oh yeah.
Life is good cause we're breathing. We're shooting stars that we believe in. Cause we're feeling. Life is good cause we're breathing.
Feels good, don't
we're
it?
Shooting stars that we believe in. Free falling on a feeling. And we can never be defeated.
Never.
We're everything we ever needed. Sky's the limit.
I was just thinking back to when I first saw Keith at one of the weekend music events, Music Nova Scotia, I do believe, and I saw him playing drums, and then I, an hour later, saw him in another room playing guitar and singing backups, and I couldn't believe it. I saw him about six times that weekend. I'm looking forward to getting out to Cape Breton and tracking some of these folks with a interview concert style show. Definitely Keith Mullins and some of the folks that he's working with. The last track we have is from his album of 2016 again, The Heart of Everything. The track is called Drop in the Ocean.
is on this back road avenue. And this Saturday night, I'm only singing for you. And if we had any problems, you wouldn't know it now. To think that we solved them, lying on the hood, counting stars. We're just a drop in the ocean. No need to fix what ain't broken. And in these fleeting little moments, you took my heart and you stole it. What ain't broken, and in these fleeting little moments, you took my heart and you stole it. Fix what ain't broken, and in these fleeting little moments, you took my heart and you stole it. We're just a drop in the ocean. No need to fix what ain't broken, and in these fleeting little moments, you took my heart and you stole it. You took my heart and you stole it.
Granddad worked as a mountain. So many songs to choose from and so little time in an hour. This brings us to the end of section one. We're going to take a short pause. This is Songwriters from Here and Away. Look us up online. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. I'm starting to load up some of our concert material on the video channel at YouTube as well as on Facebook. And we have Podbean. Songwritersfromhereandaway.podbean.com is our place, and you can catch some of the old shows. I'm slowly getting them out there too. We'll see you in just a moment.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and supported by your friends at Modern City Taxi, we're pleased to present a single by Kentucky called Born American, a song that is both a question and a reflection, urging listeners to consider the human impact of our world's shifting borders and systems. With vivid imagery and raw emotion, the song and its accompanying video invite you to feel deeply and reflect on compassion and understanding. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Born American by Kentucky on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
In the hospital, all alone in the middle of the night, a lonely mother gave her life. Tight, he said, he's
his sense of community, his personal commitment to personal responsibility. These are just a few of the ways the people in his town could tell that he was born American. He was quick to fight, but he was also quick to forgive. He was cool, and he was handsome.
To the street and called to defend their sons and daughters from the man with the masks and the jackets that say ICE. You better come with me, 'cause your birthright in the land of the free man, it won't mean a damn, it'll mean nothing, it won't mean nothing.
Genevieve, and I'll be hosting Peace, Love, and Jenny on CFRC 101.9 FM on Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. We'll be exploring everything from pop and soul to funk, jazz, and even a touch of hip-hop. Music that spans decades but all connects through good vibes, peace, and love,